Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And on today's show, we are celebrating some musical mothers in all their various shapes and forms.
And the first song I thought of was an old recording made in the 1930s by Italian tenor Beniamino Gigli. I thought the title of the song was just Mama, but I found out that it's Mama Son Tanto Felice. Here is Beniamino Gigli with his famous recording of that song.
Mamma, son tanto felice perché ritorno da te. La mia canzone ti dice che è il più bel giorno per me. Mamma, son tanto felice di vivere lontano perché. Mia canzone vola, mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, forse non sono più. La vita non ti lascio mai più. Sento la mano tua stanca, cerca i miei riccioli d'or. Sento la voce ti manca, la ninna nonna d'allor. Oggi la testa tua bianca, io voglio stringere al cuore. Mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore sospira il mio cuore, forse non sono più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu. Sei tu la vita e per la vita non ti lascio mai più.
Beniamino Gigli sang his famous 1930s recording of Mamma Son Tanto Felice.
There are some works that move so many people that they show up in many different forms, such as our next musical, I Remember Mama, by Richard Rodgers and Martin Charnin. It was the novel, a film, the television series, and then it became the musical. And from that musical, we have Anne Morrison with the opening, I Remember Mama.
Thank you. As long as I could remember, the house on Steiner Street in San Francisco had been home. They'd come from Norway, Papa and Mama. But all five of us children had grown up in that house. In the spring of 1910, I was 16. Katrin, the oldest, filled with dreams of someday becoming a world-famous writer. The memories gather and I see in my mind the shape of every golden year. Like colored ribbons, they begin to unwind, then reassemble strong and clear. The family ties, the smiles, the cries, how sweet to have complete recall. My heart has cataloged a million details, but I remember Mama best of all. And there was my sister Christine, who was 12, fresh as paint and in love with playing the piano. She played beautifully. There was my baby sister Dagmar, who was 7, and crazy about a stray tomcat she named Elizabeth. There was my sister Joanna, who was 15. Her one dream in life is that she'd have a house, a husband, and 11 children. There was my brother Nils, who was 13. And there was my papa, a shipyard carpenter who came home late from work every evening, I remember, after supper, carrying a bouquet of violets for Mama. All of my earliest memories are of my family and of that house on Steiner Street, the sounds and the smells, and of the way everything looked in San Francisco long ago. My heart has cataloged a million details, but I remember Mama best of all. I remember Mama best and more.
That was Anne Morrison with the title song for I Remember Mama.
In 1970, there was a Broadway musical called Minnie's Boys by Grossman and Haggerty that told the story of Minnie Marks and her famous sons. There are several songs we could have chosen, but we chose this one, Mama a Rainbow. Singing it are Daniel Fortis as one of her sons and Shelley Winters as Minnie Marks.
P.S. Happy birthday. Gee, Mama, why didn't you say something?
Adolf, a year older for a woman is something to say.
I could have at least bought you a present. Wouldn't you know, we're flat on your birthday.
What do you give to the woman who has nothing?
Don't say nothing. I have you.
What do you give to the woman who has nothing? I could window shop the world before I'm through.
Mama, a rainbow, Mama. A sunrise, Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough,
know, not good enough, not for Mama. Mama, a palace, diamonds like doorknobs, mountains of gold to spare. That's not rich enough, not half rich enough, not for Mama. Mama, a lifetime crowded with laughter, that's not long enough, not half long enough. What can I give you that I can't give you? What will your present be? Mama young and beautiful, always young and beautiful, that's the mama I'll always see. That's for Mama, with love from me.
Daniel Fortas and Shelley Winters brought you Mama, a Rainbow from Minnie's Boys.
Besides my actual maternal mother, I seem to have picked up many mothers along the way, and everybody has the same mother, a.k.a. Mother Nature. And we're going to her for our next song. Well, it's about her. From Once on This Island, we have Mama Will Provide. Performing it from the original cast is Keisha Lewis Evans and the company.
But on this island, the earth sings as soon as the storm ends.
And as Timon set out, she realized she was walking with old friends.
The birds!
Sha, sha, sha.
The trees!
Sha, 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 sha.
Bum, bum, bum.
The frogs!
Bum, bum, bum.
And the breezes!
Sha, sha, sha.
Timon lost all her fear. She knew Asaka was near.
You never been away from the sea child. You're gonna need a helping hand. A fish has got to learn to swim on land.
And whatever you need, Mama will provide. Oh, down the road, little girl, you may lose your way. All alone in a world that may seem too wide. But sit on Mama's lap, and I will draw a map.
And whatever you need, Mama will provide.
Toes,
slanting,
to fill up your belly,
breathe,
to fan your face,
grass,
for making your bed,
mosquitoes,
ha! Bugs will bite, little girl, and the night will fall. All alone in the dark, you'll be terrified. But you will make it through, cause I am liking you, and whatever you need, Mama will provide.
Oh,
Aquaman!
That was Keisha Lewis Evans and the company from Once on This Island with Mama Will Provide.
The Disney Studios picked up a wonderful villainess when they hired Donna Murphy to play Rapunzel's mother in the 2010 film of Tangled. Here is Donna Murphy to sing her big number. It's called Mother Knows Best, and you probably have heard some of these same suggestions.
You want to go outside? Why, Rapunzel, look at you, as fragile as a flower. Still a little sapling, just a sprout. You know why we stay up in this tower.
I know, but...
That's right, to keep you safe and sound, yeah. Guess I always knew this day was coming. Knew that soon you'd want to leave the nest. Soon, but not yet.
But
shh, trust me, pet. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Listen to your mother. It's a scary world out there. Mother knows best. One way or another, something will go wrong, I swear. Ruffians, thugs, poison ivy, quicksand, cannibals and snakes, the plague.
No,
yes.
Also large bugs, men with pointy teeth, and
stop no more. You'll just upset me. Mother's right here.
Mother will protect you. Darling, here's what I suggest. Skip the drama, stay with Mama. Mother knows best.
Go ahead, get trampled by a rhino. Go ahead, get mugged and left for dead. Me, I'm just your mother, what do I know? I only bathed and changed and nursed you. Go ahead and leave me, I deserve it. Let me die alone here, be my guest. When it's too late, you'll see. Just wait. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Take it from your mumsy. On your own, you won't survive. Sloppy, underdressed, immature, clumsy, please. They'll eat you up alive. Gullible, naive, positively grubby, ditzy and a bit, well, vague. Plus, I believe, getting kind of chubby. I'm just saying, 'cause I love you. Mother understands. Mother's here to help you. All I have is one request. Rapunzel?
Yes?
Don't ever ask to leave this tower again.
Yes, Mother.
I love you very much, dear.
I love you more.
I love you most.
Don't forget it. You regret it. Mother knows best.
From the Menken and Slater score for the 2010 film Tangled, Donna Murphy sang Mother Knows Best. We hope you're listening to this program as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
We'll turn now to a musical Ted and I saw at the Royal National Theatre and fell in love with. It was called Honk, an updated version of The Ugly Duckling by Stiles and Drew. The song we're going to be listening to is sung by a mother duck. She doesn't know. She's bringing up a swan. The song is called Every Tear a Mother Cries. And from the original UK cast, you'll hear Kristen Marx.
I turn around, I expect you to appear. Everyone may call my name, but it's your voice that I hear. Every moment that that you're gone is a moment dark and gray. Every tear a mother cries is a dream that's washed away. Every day will seem to be more empty than the last. Everywhere the sun once shone, a shadow has been cast. Every moment that you're gone is a moment dark and gray. Every tear a mother cries is a dream that's washed away.
From Honk, that was Every Tear a Mother Cries, performed by Kristen Marks.
A Christmas Story is one of my favorite holiday films, although I would warn you away from A Christmas Story 2. And A Christmas Story has been made into a musical by Pasek and Paul. From the original cast recording, we're going to hear Liz Callaway, as Ralphie's mother, sing What a Mother Does.
New stains on the rug, stray socks on the stair, and piles of papers appearing right out of thin air. But the sheets have been washed, the pants have been pressed, the floors have been scrubbed like a woman possessed, and it's steady, it's stable, a meal on the table each evening, because that's what a mother does.
Can I have some more cabbage?
More potatoes, dear.
Sit down to stand up. You're back on your feet. Serve seconds and thirds while you've still got a boy who won't eat. But a mom has her ways. A mom knows her kid. She'll get him to eat without knowing he did. It's just one of her talents. She keeps life in balance amid all the buzz. That's what a mother does. Plates, the pans, keep crossing off the list. Homework, PJs, get the kids to bed. Choose a Christmas story to be read. Yes, Christmas is here. There's so much to do. To look festive, a family that's counting on you, with tinsel to buy and stockings to stuff, to make them forget that the times have been tough. You're a mom on a mission to keep up tradition, cookies and carols and laughter in barrels, till you hear them say you've made Christmas Day the very best Christmas that there ever was. What a mother, what any girl.
From the musical version of A Christmas Story, you heard Liz Callaway sing What a Mother Does.
Many times the relationship between a mother and daughter is very strong, and a daughter is hesitant to bring that certain special someone home. But we've got a song that features a girl who is very happy to bring someone home, and it comes from a musical that Ted and I liked very much called Songbook. It's called I'm Gonna Take Him Home to Mama. Performing it are Diane Langton, Gemma Craven, Anton Rogers, and Andrew C. Wadsworth.
Take him home to mama, 'cause at last she will say yes. I'm gonna take him home to mama, and she will choose my wedding dress. She'll organize a tea-till wedding cake and a well-strung bridal bed. I'm gonna take him home to mama and papa, and then I will be wed. She will say yes, oh yes. I'm gonna take him home to mama, and she will choose my wedding dress.
She'll organize a 10-tier wedding cake and a well-sprung bridal bed.
Do I? I'm gonna take him home to mama and papa and sisters Becky, Rachel, Ollie, brothers Daniel, Jacob, and Solly, cousins Bernie, Mark, Lizzie, Ruby, Shirley, Esther, and Lizzie, aunties Edna, Ruthie, and Franny, uncles Marty, Milton, and Maddie, and my Californian uncle, wealthy Uncle Ed.
From the musical Songbook, which was about the career of fictitious composer Mooney Shapiro and had music and lyrics by Monty Norman and Julian Moore, that was I'm Going to Take Him Home to Mama, which obviously was during his big band phase. From the original cast, we had Diane Langton, Gemma Craven, Anton Rogers, and Andrew C. Wadsworth. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs for Mother's Day on The Dress Circle.
Not all interchanges between child and parent are pleasant, although some of them get to be delightful to listen to. And that's the case with our next song, called Mother, Angel, Darling, which comes from the Broadway revival of the 1920s musical Irene. This was one of the several songs added by Gaynor and Clements to the original score. Debbie Reynolds is Irene, and Patsy Kelly plays Irene's mother for Mother, Angel, Darling.
Mother, Angel, Darling, Angel, Mother mine, you're like a light that is shining and bright, a pearl that is cast before swine. You walk on fairy footsteps, you shimmer like a star. So, mother, me dear, kindly put down your beer, and I'll tell you the things you are. You are just a little bit old-fashioned, very narrow in your point of view. And I've often heard you say, 6 or 7 times a day, if it's printed in the papers, then it's true. Now I would never dare to criticize any single thing that you do, for you're the one who will forever be sweeter than a saint could ever be. And I thank the Lord above that there will never be another mother just like you.
You really mean it?
I do. Another mother just like you.
You wouldn't fool me.
Another mother just like you.
Daughter, angel, darling, joy, but I wanted a boy, so I settled for second best. Your voice is like the rustle of blossoms on a tree. So, Dorothy, dear, lend your mother an ear, and you'll hear what you've been to me. Oh, you were not a very pretty baby. I recall your little eyes were cross, and in the park you yelled so loud, you always drew a crowd, and I often used to wish that you'd get lost. Oh, but I guess that I'm adjustable, my maternal instincts grew, and today I could not do without having someone just like you above. And you can bet your life I'll never sit and stew about another daughter just like you.
You wouldn't fool me.
Another daughter just like you. Sing hallelujah, another mother.
Debbie Reynolds as Irene and Patsy Kelly as Irene's mother sang Mother Angel Darling from the Broadway revival of Irene.
I am definitely my mother's son, and she had a wicked sense of humor, an incredible sense of sarcasm, and she could out-guilt anyone. And we have a mother who's just like her, in a way. This mother is from the score of Bye Bye Birdie, and we're going to the 1995 TV cast for A Mother Doesn't Matter Anymore. And performing it is Tyne Daly.
So, it's come at last. At last, it's come. The day I knew would come at last has come at last. My sonny boy doesn't need me any longer. Well, what are you waiting for? Get rid of me. Put me out with the garbage. Just throw me out with the used grapefruits and the empty cans from the tuna fish. And never mind putting a lid on. Leave it open so 100,000 pussycats can walk all over a mother. Who bronzed your baby shoes? Kissed every little bruise. Picked your dirty socks up off the floor. You coughed. Who was there? It's just too hard to bear. A mother doesn't matter anymore. With bunions on my feet, trudged through snow and sleet to bring you licorice from the corner store. I sold my Tiffany lamp so you could go to camp. Now a mother doesn't matter anymore. That's it. I'm ready to go. And I don't want you to spend a cent. Fancy funerals of a rich people. Just wrap me in the flag and throw me in the river on Mother's Day.
And precious, by the way, the doctor called today. But I got a condition.
Yes, he's sure. There's nothing they can do. I'll last a week or two. Better now. Every
Everything is as it should be. A mother is lying on top of a sanitation truck, bound for the city dump. And a son is running around with a floozy who came looking for a good time and stayed to ruin an American woman's life.
Gave up nights of rest to rub Vicks on your chest.
That was a song, if not written for, definitely added to the score of Bye Bye Birdie for the 1995 TV original cast by Adams and Strauss. That was A Mother Doesn't Matter Anymore, and it seems that Tyne Daly knew my mother too.
1776 was a musical by Sherman Edwards that opened on Broadway in 1969. It told the story of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which would certainly lead to war with Great Britain. And one of the songs, which is far more dramatic than some of the others, is a song sung by a young man who has just come back from the outbreak of the Revolutionary War. The song is called Mama Look Sharp, and it's sung by Scott Jarvis, assisted by William Duell and B.J. Slater.
Mama, hey mama, come looking for me. I'm here in the meadow by the red maple tree. Mama, hey mama, look sharp, here I be. Hey, hey mama, look sharp. Them soldiers they fired, oh ma, did we run? But then we turned round and the battle begun. Then I went under, oh ma, am I done? Tall grass nearby. Mama, come find me before I do die. Hey, hey, mama, look sharp. I'll close my Billy, them eyes that cannot see, and I'll bury ya, my Billy, beneath the maple tree.
Look sharp.
We couldn't do a show about mothers without that perpetual fight between mother and daughter, where the teens happen. And what better song to use than the one that was in Hairspray? It's called Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now. And performing it are Marissa Janet Winokur, Shayna Steele, Judine Richards, Harvey Fierstein, and Camilla Martin.
Don't contradict me!
Don't disobey me!
Don't even think about going to that audition!
Please!
No!
Mother!
Stop!
Stop telling me what to do!
Don't!
Don't treat me like a child of two!
No!
I know that you want what's best!
Please!
But mother, please! Give it a rest! You won't allow, 'cause mama, I'm a big girl now.
Oh, Tracy.
Once upon a time I used to play with toys, but now I'd rather play around with teenage boys. So if I get a hickey, please don't have a cow, 'cause mama, I'm a big girl now. Ma, I gotta tell you that without a doubt I get my best dancing lessons from you. You're the one who taught me how to twist and shout, because you shout
was an outstanding off-Broadway musical that told the story of the Cog Hill Trio that was erroneously booked into a country and western bar, and they were classical performers. The score by Mary Murfitt is wide-ranging, and we have a song from that score now. The song is called Songs My Mama Sang, and it's sung by Rhonda Coulette and Mary Murfitt, who wrote the show.
What's the first song your mama ever taught you?
Well, Hell's Bells. That's the same song my mama taught me.
I was barely 3 years old.
Sometimes at night when I'm going to bed, songs from my childhood flood into my head. Hymns about Jesus, fishes and bread. Oh, Mother taught each one to me. Mama sang me a song. She played the piano, played some notes wrong. Mama, mama, Jenny is strong. I see her kind hands on the keys. How I cherish the time that we spent. Oh, how quickly those years came and went. When I sat on my dear mother's knee, and she sang all those sweet songs to me. The time that we spent, oh, how quickly those years came and went. When I sat on my dear mother's knee, and she sang all those sweet songs to me. Sing me your songs,
sing me your songs,
sing me those sweet.
We can't forget grandmothers, and we're going to the score for Pump Boys and Dinettes with a song called Mamaw. Here is Jim Wan.
You never lacked for nothing, and you kept me the same. I was a child, and you were growing old. Mama let you love me, and you staked your claim. I was a child in your household. Well, I heard you once drank some whiskey, and you let me fall. I couldn't bend more than a year old. After that, you didn't touch no whiskey at all. I was a child in your household.
On a winter hillside, we all recite the scriptures of belief. My brother standing by my side, his shoulders are shaking in his grief.
For Mamaw,
Mamaw. I was a child in your household.
Well, I got the news by message on the station phone. Mother of my mother, she was Grandpa's bride. They needed me beside them, saying, life goes on. The love she gave us, it will.
On a winter hillside, I pour out now a fountain of my grief. My brother standing by my side, passing through us, there is one belief
in Mamaw.
Mamaw.
Child in your household. Didn't you find my sheriff's badge when I was 7? Didn't you let me drive your car when I was 11 and a half?
Didn't we laugh? Didn't we laugh? Didn't we laugh?
Grandpa gets up, and Mama helps him stand. It's hit her so hard, she can't talk. Everyone moves off as if by silent command. Oh Lord, what a lonesome road to walk. On a winter hillside, two grave diggers lounge upon the lawn. They wait there so politely till the last one in the family is gone. Mamma, Mamma, there's a change in the light, and now the day grows old. I was a child in your household. Oh, God has many mansions, or so I'm told. I was a child in your household. Mamma, Mamma, Mamma.
From Candor and Ebb's 70 Girls 70, our second grandmother song is called Go Visit Your Grandmother, and it's sung by Henrietta Jacobson and Tommy Breslin.
Go visit your grandmother. Standing there, so go visit your grandmother. Go tell her everything's all right. At the end of the play, call a cabbie and say, take me to Granny tonight. And you might even bring her flowers. Go and take her out for a walk, or maybe you'll talk for hours and hours. Go visit your grandmother. Play. Give her her due, Sonny. You owe it to every granny in the USA.
Like your brother Milty, he doesn't know the meaning of guilty. He likes
and
to call her an
even bring her flowers.
Someday he'll shock her off her rocker.
Just you be nicer than he is. Go hand the little lady a laugh.
Or maybe
you went to Fire Island this summer. For God's sake, show her the photographs. One thing I'm going to tell you,
your grandmother.
This truth is plain as day.
As soon as you applied the play,
where the hell would you be today?
So give her her due, Sonny, you owe it to every granny in the U.S.A. Every granny in the U.S.A.
And that one hell of a note.
That's it for us. Next week, we have four more musicals with which you may not be familiar. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, original service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.